gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking at WRJ. And hey, got a survey here. They were asked if they give up various things for a month to do without their cell phone. If they had their cell phone and they were able to keep it, what else would they give up? The average person said they'd go without alcohol, coffee, Netflix, social media. Now it gets a little more intense. They'd give up their significant other for a month to keep their cell phone. And get this, their pets. They'd sacrifice their pets just to keep their cell phones. I don't think I'd do that. Well, let me think about it. No, I wouldn't do that. Wait, let me think one thought. No, I wouldn't do it. Not my pets. Notice I didn't say significant other. It's 7:01 at WRJN. Let's get the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A major storm is gathering strength as it heads for western Florida. Helene is expected to be a Category 3 hurricane by the time it makes landfall tomorrow. Millions of people are under a state of emergency, many under mandatory evacuation orders. Danielle Norwood owns a marina in Steinhatchee.
We live on a coastline. We know we're going to flood. We chose this to live in this flood area, so we just got to be prepared.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Like a stone dropped into water, it's going to ripple the waves and the water out, and then as the winds crank up, the storm intensifies, you're going to see more and more water piling onto the coast.
New missile strikes from Lebanon into Israel. Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets today, one aimed at Tel Aviv. Reporter Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
The Iron Dome missile system hit it and it exploded with no casualties and no damage. In addition, there were drones fired at Israel from Iraq, at southern Israel, and the Golan and the Galilee. And Hezbollah has fired regular missiles further into Israel than it had before.
Hezbollah says it was aiming for the headquarters of the Mossad intelligence agency. Donald Trump's been warned of a foreign threat. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Trump campaign spokesmen say the former president was briefed by U.S. intelligence officials about, quote, specific threats from Iran to assassinate him. The apparent motive, to destabilize the U.S. and sow chaos ahead of the election.
The Haitian Bridge Alliance is filing criminal charges against Mr. Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance over their false claims about immigrants in Ohio eating cats and dogs. CBS's Matt Piper.
The nonprofit is taking advantage of an Ohio law that allows private citizens to file criminal charges. Trump and Vance face several charges, including disrupting public services and aggravated menacing. Dozens of bomb threats have been leveled against Springfield buildings and schools.
A dangerous chemical leak from a train has forced people from their homes and closed schools west of Cincinnati. Little Miami Fire Chief Mike Siefke.
There is concern with the heat up of the material in the car, that there is a potential for an explosion.
A new soda flavor is going the way of Crystal Pepsi. Just 6 months after it debuted, Coke is pulling its spiced variety from store shelves. It was supposed to be a permanent part of the label's lineup aimed at Gen Z. Apparently, the younger audience didn't go for it. A spokesperson says the beverage maker will introduce what it calls an exciting new flavor next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Friday is the day when Racine will pay tribute to a World War II hero. It'll be 80 years to the day that Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode was shot down over Germany. His remains were recently identified, which has led to local observances. A procession will leave the Storino Funeral Home at around 9 Friday, with people being told to gather at that time along Osborne Boulevard between Spring Street and the entrance to the Graceland Cemetery. At just after 10, there will be a military flyover over the cemetery. There's more about the story at WRJN.com. A former Kenosha Unified Science teacher accused of grooming a 14-year-old student will face trial in April. Christian Enright is charged with 22 counts of disorderly conduct. The judge rejected the defense's argument to dismiss the case, saying that sending inappropriate Snapchat messages to a minor could constitute misconduct. The Racine Fire Department is sounding the alarm on the rising number of fires caused by faulty lithium batteries. Fire officials emphasize the importance of using only certified batteries and avoiding overnight charging of devices to prevent potential hazards. And kickstands go up at 9 Saturday morning. The Kenosha County Parks Fall Wheel Ride is set for Saturday. Bicyclists of all abilities can join in on the scenic journey to Petrifying Springs Park. It starts at the Kemper Center with riders taking an almost 8-mile path along the lakefront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it, I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74, our high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 56. Tomorrow, sunny 74. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
If you work for Apple or Android, would you stop improving the phones? I think we did it. We've covered it. I just wish these companies would now pool all of their resources together and finally create an unbreakable phone. How has that not been the priority these last 15 years that I've been trying to hold on to a $1,000 computer that's shaped like a slippery bar of soap? Also, Apple, if you're still listening, could you put little arms and legs on my phone so the next time I drop it between the car seats, it can crawl back out to me? You ever tried retrieving anything? It's scary. Like, I don't know. I've seen regular chairs, but car seats, they're made out of, like, knives and stuff. You ever dropped your phone down there when you were really relying on it? You immediately transform into that. You know that character in movies who they haven't prayed since they were a child? You're just like, hey, Siri, I don't know if you can hear me. But if you're there, I really need you right now.
It's time to go for the green or the gold. Our text to win contest here at WRJM. This hour's keyword is... All right, let me open up the envelope here. Find out what it is. Radio. Oh, that's a clever word. Radio. And we're going for $100 cash now. $100 cash. That's kind of nice. What you do is download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. You'll see all the Civic Media radio stations there. Find WRJN. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword radio. Radio. Your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword here in the 7 o'clock hour is radio. Download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and then text at the bottom there, the keyword radio. $100 cash this hour. Win or lose, you're in the running for those green and gold tickets to see our team in Green Bay play against New Orleans on December 23rd. All right, so win or lose, doesn't matter. Okay, so text us the keyword radio, all right? In the meantime, while you're doing that, Bill May is with us once again. He is with the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center right there on Main Street, just north of us, just south of downtown in Racine. And the reason he's here today is because a very special thing is happening on Friday morning at 9:30. Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie, a tail gunner during World War II, declared missing in action for 80 years, is returning to his hometown of Racine. And he will find peace and burial at Graceland Cemetery in a major ceremony. Move closer to that microphone there, Bill. So Bill May is here. We're going to talk about Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie. Give us a little background on him. Now, he was only 20 years old, so you're right. He doesn't have a lot of background in his life. But give us what you know.
Yeah, what little I picked up, we did a exhibit at the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center for Mr. Bodie, when we realized the remains were coming back for burial and ceremony. And if you go back into the Journal Times, you can see that he was heavily involved in plays and such. He was listed as being involved at the Hanchey School in his first play. Was in 1930, in first grade, he was part of the cast of Three Bears. So he goes on year after year, and he's in a number of plays, Christmas programs and the like. There's actually, if you go into Ancestry, you can find a little bit more about him. And there's actually a picture of a play group at Mitchell School while he was in high school at Park. Where he was involved in theater. So if I were to make a brief summary of his school age, he seemed to be quite active in theater productions in the grade and middle and high school.
Now, keep in mind, we were just coming out of the Depression when all this happened. We're talking about the late 30s,
correct,
early 40s here.
Yeah.
And
he graduated from Park in 42.
Yeah, Park High School, 1942, and 1942, of course, the beginning of World War II, 41, actually, December 7th, 41. But a lot of young men got the calling.
And
Yeah,
and he joined the U.S. Army Air Force, and he went through different schools, gunnery school. He was actually in gunnery school in Colorado in May of 1944, just to give you some sense of the timing. That was May of 44, and then in September of 44 is when he went on his fateful mission on the Kessel bombing run in Germany, where he was lost at that time.
So by the time he went in to the time the bombing raid that terrible day took place, how long are we talking about?
Two years from when he graduated from high school to he passed.
Wow. And he went directly from high school into the military.
Correct.
Yeah, a lot of young men did that then because we were at war, and Germany and Japan, and it was World War. So a lot of men just went in and they were fighting for our lives back then because we actually got bombed at Pearl Harbor, and we didn't know if bombs were going to come over into this country. They actually had sentinels watching the skies in Oklahoma, looking for planes like they were going to get through to the East Coast, get all the way to Oklahoma. But it was a scary time for this country.
It was. And a little bit about his run. On September 27th, 1944, The Army Air Force sent out a bombing mission. 37 B-24s were sent out from, how do you pronounce, Tibbenham, England, and sent to Kessel. And of the 37 that went, only, I believe, seven returned. It is registered as one of the highest group losses in the 8th Air Force history. In any event, he and his crew were in a B-25H Liberator, and he was a tail gunner. And that went down in around Reicheldorf, Germany, which is right in the middle of Germany. And around 1951, a number of the citizens of that area had told the U.S. that World War II bomber aircraft had gone down in the area near there, and they had found remains and had, if you will, interned those remains over there. Many years later, when they were able to do DNA analysis and the like, they were exhumed and found. And again, it's hard for me to interpret what went on there. Yeah. But it looks like they got remains from a couple locations and then put them together, did the DNA and mitochondrial searches and research and science, and identified them as Ralph Bode.
Hold the story right there. We're talking to Bill May from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center in Racine. We're talking about Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode, who will be laid to rest this Friday at Graceland Cemetery. More on that coming up in just a moment at WRJN. Just a quick reminder, we have our Text to Win contest going on this hour, and our keyword is radio. How clever, radio. We're playing for $100 cash. It's green this hour. So download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Takes all 10 seconds to download the app. Look for WRJN. Click on it. You'll see a text button. Text that word radio, and you are in.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
720 at WRJN, looking for sunshine today with a high near 74. It's sunny, 57 degrees, a beautiful morning here at Radio Park. And hopefully it'll be a nice sunny day on Friday at 9:30 at Graceland Cemetery for the final resting place for Ralph Bodie, staff sergeant in the, was it the Army he was in?
U.S. Army Air Force.
Army Air Force, because my dad was a tail gunner, but he was in the Navy. A lot of people don't know the Navy actually has planes.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah, naval aviation.
They always say, no, he had to be on a ship. No, he was in a tail gunner on a plane in the U.S. Navy. And when my father joined in 1941, that December, you went where they told you to go. You didn't sign up for the Navy. You said, this is where you're going. This is where we need you.
Well, if you think it's funny that, you know, you talk about the Navy and everybody goes, you were on a ship and, you know, no, he was on a plane. I was in the Marines and I was in the air wing. So nobody knows the Marines have an air wing either.
Yeah. So he was in a Navy PBY plane we talked about. So Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie joins the military in 1942.
Ish,
yeah. And he joins, and he is sent over to Germany because we were fighting.
Well, he's sent to England.
Sent to England, okay. But eventually he goes to Germany, and that's where he is
bombing
shot down.
Run, yeah.
So people want to know, from the time he was shot down in that bombing run to now, where was he buried? What made them question his remains? And who was it that did the questioning, and who was it that brought this all to light?
Well, I could share with you a little bit.
Move a little closer to the microphone. Yeah. I want to hear everything you have to say.
I can share with you a little bit of the research I found on that. The way it reads is that several crew members bailed out of the crippled plane. They said they didn't see Bodie escape before it crashed. The German forces captured three crew members after the crash and held them as prisoners of war, but Bodie wasn't among them, and the War Department finally declared him dead in September of 45. Remains from a crash site near Reichelsdorf, Germany, were recovered after locals notified military officials in 1951 that several bombers had crashed during the war in a wooded area, but those remains could not be identified at that time. In April of 2018, two sets of remains were exhumed from cemeteries in Luxembourg and Tunisia, and one of them was identified in late 2023 as those of Bodie. Bodie's remains will be buried in Racine. And that's pretty much the short answer there.
When he was buried there, with a headstone with his name or no?
Yes.
They knew it was him?
No, well.
Or they just put a headstone with no name on it?
I'm not 100% certain. His name is listed what they call the tablets, which is a he's somebody they know was killed. And it's likely that if they found remains, he'd be buried in this space with those, you know, in this space. Now, when I say space, it could be as broad as a cemetery. I don't know the real nitty-gritty details of that.
Now, to do DNA, they had to have a living relative here to compare it to. Did he have relatives and still in Racine? Because they have to compare the DNA to something.
I'm pretty sure they did. But again, I don't have the information on the whole. It's the organ DPAA. I know the acronym for it, but I don't know what the or remember what the name of the group is that does it. But there's a department of. I want to say in the Department of Defense, there's an organization that does and has a science lab that does DNA analysis of exhumations from all the different wars and all the different losses, and how, you know, like you said, there was a special that you saw on television about how they do that. You'd be far better off doing that than listening to me about my guesses.
Yeah, when I watch the Dateline or 2020 or any of these true crime shows, and they find remains, they get the DNA, but they have to compare it to something because they don't know what, you know, so they got the DNA, but they don't know who it belongs to. So they go on these genealogy websites, and they have a company out in California, and I forget the name of the company, Parabon. Parabon can do this. They can go and figure out who your relatives were. And I don't know how they do it. It's a big, long, expensive process, but Parabon can figure it out, and they'll tell you exactly who your relatives were. And through your DNA, they can actually recreate your face and tell you what you look like. Hmm. And one of the reporters from Dateline, she did that. She gave him DNA. She didn't know whose DNA. And they brought her in the room and they said, that's you. It was your DNA on. And there she was on the screen. So Parabon can actually recreate your face from the DNA.
Amazing.
It's awe. You're standing in awe saying they could do this from just one hair on your head.
Yeah, as somebody who's been seeking out his father through Ancestry for the last 10 years, I can appreciate how that would be nice if I could get that.
We're talking to Bill May. He's from the Legacy Center, the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center on Main Street, just south of downtown in Racine. And we're talking about Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie, who during World War II lost his life. He's finally going to come home, and he'll be resting permanently forever at the Graceland Cemetery in a special ceremony, 9:30 on Friday morning. More coming up in a moment. It's 7:26 at WRJN. And you know what it's time for? Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. It was a standing invitation from the folks. Anytime you're in town, drop by and spend the night. And their daughter, Maureen Revelle, was pleased to accept, even after she married Dennis and the two of them shared the spare bedroom. But what I'm going to tell you is about one of those visits. Although neither Maureen nor her husband Dennis were at all prepared for the rest of the story. The big house where their parents live is always a comfortable overnight stay, particularly because of the oversized bed, so conveniently accommodating Dennis's 6'7" frame. Well, anyway, he and Maureen were asleep in that bed and her parents in their own room when she was awakened, inexplicably awakened. And then she saw it standing by the window. It was enshrouded by a reddish glow. It did not move. And it appeared, impossible as this sounds, to be a transparent person poised in silence. For lack of a better term, a ghost. Maureen started to cry out, but the scream stuck in her throat. Could she be seeing what she saw? Could it be a dream? No, she was utterly unquestionably awake, ice cold and pulse pounding, and then the figure vanished. Of course, falling asleep was almost impossible after that. Whom could she tell who would not laugh? Ought she ever to confide this to anyone? But Maureen decided that she must. And the next morning at breakfast, she told her parents, "I think I've seen a ghost." Well, both of them looked at her in astonishment. But she said she was not joking, that she saw what she saw. And what she wanted to know was, who is it? I cannot say whether Maureen's parents believed her, but they did know of a man whose home this used to be, and that the spare bedroom was then his study. Had Maureen been aware of anything else strange in the room? Well, she thought for a moment. She recalled that a painting on one wall was always askew. She often straightened it, only to find it tilted again later. And as she remembered that, Maureen became absolutely convinced that she no longer doubted her senses. Her parents' spare bedroom was haunted. And what could they say, especially when their son-in-law, Dennis Revelle, came downstairs to relate that he had seen something also. The figure of a man, he said, standing beside the fireplace, his hazy form outlined in a deep pink aura. The Revelles had both seen him, they insisted. And they were not alone, for other house guests had complained of a thing going bump in the night. Eleanor Roosevelt had once said that she felt a presence in that bedroom, and Winston Churchill is said to have seen the specter. And the Queen of the Netherlands once fainted dead away when she answered a knock on the bedroom door one night and she was confronted by a bearded phantom. What past house guests, by the way, these are all White House guests, what they may or may not have seen, none but themselves can confirm. And yet you might be interested to know that the Emancipation Proclamation was also signed in that room. And it was signed by the man Maureen Revelle Reagan. That's right. White House daughter Maureen Reagan. It was signed by the man she is absolutely certain she saw, Abraham Lincoln. Now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, don't forget, learn how your business can be a sponsor with one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, Paul Harvey and the Rest of the Story. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the Rest of the Story. 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news of the morning. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another Kenosha Culver's won't be discussed for another couple of months. The Plan Commission in the city recently heard plans about a $15 million development that could bring a Culver's and other businesses to a 9-acre site next to the Northside Pick and Save. It would go along 30th Avenue. The plan seeks to rezone the land from agriculture to commercial use and includes four separate commercial buildings. It'll be up for discussion at a November meeting of the Plan Commission. Racine will remember World War II hero Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode on Friday, 80 years to the day since his aircraft was shot down over Germany. The day's events, made possible by the recent identification of Sergeant Bode's remains, will include a procession from Storino Funeral Home to Graceland Cemetery. People are invited to line Osborne Boulevard in tribute. A military flyover at the cemetery is scheduled for just after 10 a.m. You've got a little over a week if you've got interest in getting on the Racine Common Council. Officials are seeking applicants to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. Eligible residents of the district have until October 4th to submit their applications. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A lot of farmers and agribusiness folks from across the United States have spent time and money traveling to Washington, D.C., imploring their leadership to try to get them a new farm bill. Some come home demoralized. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One of those demoralized farmers comes from Oklahoma. He's a member of the American Farmers and Ranchers of Oklahoma group. His name, Scott Bluebaugh. He said he went as a part of the National Farmers Union legislative fly-in, and he says he wishes that it would have been more productive.
You know, our farm bill expired about a year ago. Very, very little progress has been made since that time in getting the farm bill done. And so there's big holes in the farm safety net right now, and we really need to get this done. But I will tell you, from all of my visits up on Capitol Hill and with the administration, I'm not very hopeful. Matter of fact, this is the most demoralizing visit I've had up there on Capitol Hill.
That's Oklahoma farmer Scott Bluebaugh after a fresh trip to Washington, D.C. He said what he observed is that people in D.C. are so entrenched, no one will give an inch on either side of the issue. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning. Red ink. More details on the way.
Pam Yonke and Compeer Financial will cover World Dairy Expo at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd. Compeer is dedicated to agriculture and rural America, offering financial services throughout 141 counties in the Midwest. Visit compeer.com.
Pam continues her World Dairy Expo coverage with BioVet on Wednesday, October 2nd at 1:30 p.m. at booth 1503 in the exhibition hall. BioVet offers trusted animal health solutions, including supplements. Stop by or visit bio-vet.com to learn more.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's STEFFESGROUP.com.
Tough day on dairy yesterday in Chicago. The barrel cheese dropped 4.5 cents to 254.5. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny at 219. Double A butter on Tuesday down 4 cents to 290 a pound. Now this morning, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6, currently at 23.34 a hundredweight. December corn's down 2 at 409. November beans down 7 at 10.35. Currently, December wheat's down 3, 575 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Wednesday trade session. Remember, more food news whenever you need it at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74, our high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 56. Tomorrow, sunny 74. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I think we need to renegotiate our relationship to the government. You know? Like, we need a whole new system, okay? I mean, do we even, like, need a president or just figure out a new way to do the job? I mean, what job do you have for 4 years no matter what? Just show me one job. Like, if you hired a cook and he was making people vomit every day, do you sit there and go, well, he's got a 4-year deal. We just gotta vomit for 4 more years. I mean, hey, we gotta take this serious. We gotta get out there. We gotta vote. But they don't want us to vote. The government does not want you to vote. Why do I know they don't want you to vote? Because Election Day is a Tuesday in November. Why? Anybody here ever put something on a Tuesday in November? Does anybody get married on a Tuesday in November? Church ain't on a Tuesday. You know, if this show was Tuesday Night Live, it would have got canceled in 1975.
He's probably right. Tuesday. Who gets married on a Tuesday in November?
Who has happy hour on Tuesday night, you know?
And it's Tuesday Night Live.
Yeah.
Who's going to watch that?
Hey, amen.
Bill May is here with me. Bill May is from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center on Main Street, just south of downtown here in Racine. And we're talking about the final resting, the burial of Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie, who died in war, World War II, in 1944, 80 years to the day, to this day. And he'll be buried at Graceland Cemetery in a ceremony this morning, actually Friday morning at 9:30. And a flyover at 10:03, which was the exact moment, they say, that his plane went down.
Right? So they say, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what they said it was, around 10:03.
Yeah.
Now, you said there were survivors of that crash, right?
Three of them, apparently.
So they would have the details of exactly what happened.
Well, to the degree to which they're aware. I mean, if you're, I can only imagine
what it's like to be in a crash.
Yeah, I was going to say, your plane shot down. You're jumping out the flaming plane, and your first thought isn't necessarily look around and take account of the circumstances around you. You're looking to see where you're going to land, and if there's somebody waiting for you down there with a gun.
You know, I watch enough war movies, and I don't know how real they are, but if they're close to being real, like The Great Escape, if they're close to that, I mean, I don't know how people survive that.
Living terror.
And they did. John McCain, not only did he survive the war, he survived being a tortured POW. I mean, you know, people say, the minute they threaten to torture me, I'll give them my credit card number, I'll give them everything they want.
Yeah.
John McCain didn't do that.
No, he did not.
He kept his secrets of what he had to keep and just took the punishment.
Well, he would tell you, he did his job.
Yeah, and he was a fabulous U.S. senator and lived a great life, had a family. So, yes, I mean, I don't know how I'd react to something like that. So let's do a quick review of what we talked about. Then I want to talk about the Museum and Legacy Center in Racine. So Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie, 20 years old. You said he went to what, Park High School?
Correct.
Park High School, graduated high school 2 years later. The war happened December 7th, 1941. We were attacked at Pearl Harbor, and the U.S. was sucked into World War II. And they were calling up people, men and women, do your job, do your duty. And people did it because we were under attack. And he was one of the people. He was in the Army.
U.S. Army Air Force.
U.S. Army Air Force. And went to England.
Correct. And then went on a bombing run in Germany. Do we know how many runs he went on before this one or no?
There's nothing in the records that I saw about it. Like I said, he was only there 4 months. So, I mean, I don't...
Yeah, how many could you have done?
Yeah, I'm sure you're still trying to find where your airplane is. And again, I tried to do some research on the airplane, and as you're aware, it's not uncommon for the plane teams of that era to put nose art and name their planes and that type of thing. And you can literally go into... history websites and such, and search planes by their serial number or their nose art or their nickname. But his plane didn't even have a name at that point. So I don't know if that was just due to the newness of their group, or maybe he was like a transient put together group for that run, or whatever. But suffice to say, he didn't have it didn't appear that he had a permanent crew. Established type crew setup yet.
Now, for people that know, he was a tail gunner, and a tail gunner is in the back of the plane in a bubble that hangs off the back of the plane. You're not sitting in the fuselage with everybody else. You're basically detached in this bubble, this clear bubble, and you have a machine gun, and your job is to shoot down things that are following you and get them out of the sky so they're not following you anymore.
Yeah, and there are different versions of that. Yeah, the bubble is one of them. There's other ones where you are in the end of the fuselage, but you're still pretty well isolated out there on your own. It was not uncommon to have casualties in the back of the plane and for them not to even know that something had happened to you, only by virtue of the fact that you could no longer communicate to the pilot or co-pilot or your fellow flight crew.
My dad was a tail gunner, and he was a Navy tail gunner, and he was in a bubble in the back.
Yeah.
And with very little communication, and if a bullet went in there, it ricocheted all over. And that's at several occasions. You can hear the ricochet, and he got hit by a few of them. You know, luckily, nothing that caused... It wasn't fatal, but he said got his jacket ripped off, and his back was all cut open.
Yeah.
And... I mean, you're sitting duck in that bubble. You can't go anywhere. But he was there for 4 years, shot down many a planes, and he shot down some Japanese planes that were strafing U.S. ships, and he got commendations for that. There were 800 men on that ship that owe their lives to his flight crew that shot down the planes that were going after them. So, yeah.
I believe, I know, or at least in the material that I looked through, Modi had earned a Purple Heart, and I believe on air medals.
Yeah.
So he was commended for his bravery and for his job that he did.
Okay, so Racine native Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie will be buried. His remains were found in Europe, and they were brought over. And 80 years to the day, he'll be buried at Graceland Cemetery in a ceremony that will start at Storino Funeral Home, work its way up Osborne Avenue to Graceland Cemetery. And this will be 9:30 Friday morning with a flyover at 10:03, and to honor him and put him to rest for eternity, finally,
yep.
Right there,
yep.
where he belongs in Racine.
With the rest of his family.
Yep, where he belongs, right here in Racine. Let's talk about the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center.
Yeah, thanks. Again, the Legacy Museum tells the stories of Racine's military, veterans, and home front. And we have actually a Ralph Bodie exhibit on display currently showing what a soldier of that time and era might have worn as a uniform. We have a facsimile or a different uniform, but I mean put together as his might have looked if he had survived. And some of the artifacts that accompanied him at that time. In addition to him, we have Terry Christensen, Terry Stanley, who was a Global War on Terror, a Hilo pilot, or excuse me, not pilot, but team and medical team qualified. She did two tours in Afghanistan. And U.S. Coast Guard retired Master Chief Gary Bublitz, a 30-year retiree and Vietnam vet, on display. Each month we change out our displays. Next month, we'll be talking about the Racine veterans of the Naval Armed Guard, the Seabees, and Submariners, as well as keeping the Staff Sergeant Bodie exhibit up. It's the 249th birthday of the U.S. Navy. So we use that as a baseline, and we put up the names of Racine veterans and stories of Racine veterans, soldiers, and home front, so that people can come in and see for themselves and honor those people, our fellow citizens who went and answered the call.
Now, is it by appointment to get in, or are there times?
Yeah, we're open on Mondays and Thursdays from 10 till 2. And then we always suggest come on in. We have our concession there. The Legacy Museum and Veterans Center has the Foxhole Lounge. We have great lunches there. Manny, our chef, does a fantastic job. Come in, get a beverage, get a sandwich, get a meal, take a walk around, look at the exhibits. Some of them are closed, obviously, unless we're there. If you want, you can give a call at 262-635-0120. Leave a message, and we'll get back to you. And if you'd like, we can do private tours. You get the 1 hour tour, the hour and a half tour, where I'll tell you some of the stories of the facility and some of our more famous stories that we have in our history as Racine.
I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Bill May from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center. It's on Main Street, just south of downtown, right across from the convenience store there.
Correct.
And call them up and get a tour. I swallowed down the wrong pipe a second ago. I did everything I can to stop coughing so I wouldn't cough. And don't forget, again, the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery, 9:30 Friday morning for Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie, a war hero and a Racine native. And he'll be buried in his hometown for good. He's finally home. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Don.
Do appreciate it. Hey, don't forget, 7:46 right now. Don't forget, it's our text to win contest here at WRJN. Go for the green and gold. And this hour, we have money, $100 we're giving away. All right. Go to the Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app. Go to it and click on WRJN. And then you'll see a text button at the bottom. Text the word radio. Radio. That's the text word this hour. Radio. Text that keyword to win. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheater.org. racinetheater.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
And text that keyword radio this hour. You have until another 11 minutes or so. Text the keyword radio. Download the Civic Media app. Click on WRGN. Click on that text button and text the keyword radio.
Radio for your chance to win.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Jefferson Airplane, then became Jefferson Starship, then just Starship. They went through so many incarnations. 7:53, good morning at WRJN Sunshine today. Highs of 74 right now. It's sunny at Radio Park, a gorgeous morning. It's fall. It feels like fall this morning. Feels like a nice, cool, crisp feel in the air today. Don't forget, go for the green and gold, our text to win contest. You have another 8 minutes. Download the Civic Media app that happens instantly. Look for WRJN. Hit the text button at the bottom of the page and text the keyword radio, radio this hour for your chance to win cash and great prizes. Here from WRJN, it's our statewide text to win contest. Our next chance for you to win and enter will be 11 o'clock with Cindy Huber right now. Local news and timeless hits with the Buckinghams and Kind of a Drag.
Kind of a Drag. Don't love you. Kind of a drag.
try. When you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me where I'm speaking, cause even you know though you may be thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
Gaining weight lately? Did you know September is the second fattiest month of the year? Obviously, December comes in first, but we lose the most weight in January after eating all that stuff in December at Christmas time. Donovan Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Donovan Sunshine Superman at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. All right, what do we got for you here today? You know, there's cameras everywhere. A study found the average American is filmed by security cameras 238 times a week, or 34 times a day. That includes 160 times while you're driving, 40 times at work, 24 times while shopping, and 14 times in your own neighborhood. Still to be around 1 billion live security cameras worldwide watching every move we make.